Yeah.
Mr. President, Mr. Sapphire.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Yeah.
On the written statement, Bob suggested I run past a couple of people on a few of the changes you made.
Yeah.
The one that caused some problems was the line written in the pay board was right and Mr. Meany was wrong on this issue. Both Schultz and Connolly want to call to your attention that if you go on the line on this specific, you have no real defense in the future when they ask you about other specifics. And the reason the pay board was set up two steps removed from you was to avoid you having to comment on an individual decision.
You mean they don't want to say the pay board was right?
No, they don't want to. They don't want you to say the pay board was right in this particular decision because they don't feel that you should be commenting on the individual decisions of the pay board.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Connolly said, hell, if he wants to break his rule and go ahead and do it, who's to stop him?
Well, I'm going to say it. I think I'll say it. On this one, I'm going to break my rule.
All right. Well,
yeah, I think we've got to really crack it hard on this.
Both men realize the other side of that, you know, of pinning this one to Meany.
I want to pin it to Meany, and I'm just going to say so.
Okay.
And if they ask about a future one, I won't get into it. I mean, I say, well, that's too complicated. That's up to the pay board. But, boy, this one I've got to hit right on the nose, I think,
okay.
Bill.
Right. I see your point. Everybody else does, too, but they want to know. You know,
I understand,
you know,
and they've given the point of view. And but okay. Connolly says it's okay if I want to do it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it. Okay.
Now, one of the things that
right.
a couple of people have suggested, a kind of disclaimer that you're not anti-labor in this. And I've written a paragraph, and I'd like to run past you quick.
Sure.
Although several labor leaders may have chosen to reject their public responsibility.
Although a few.
Right. Labor leaders have chosen to reject their public responsibility and sought to justify their action with standard political rhetoric. This administration will not accept an anti-labor label. On the contrary, there can be no more pro-labor, pro-working man stand than the firm decision to protect the buying power of the wage earner's dollar.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Good deal.
Okay, those are the only changes. Unless you have any others.
No, that's fine, Bill. I think what you've done is just right.
Okay, now, on the. I should flag one other thing, and that is when you wrote in toward the end a few leaders who represent only 17% of America's 80 million wage earners.
Want to make it 20?
No, then 17% is accurate. The problem, however, from Connolly's point of view, he approaches it from one end, saying, why credit him with all those people behind them? Most of them aren't.
I know. I know that, but it still makes the other point.
The other problem is who represent only 17%. That's a lot of people, that only. 13.5 million people.
That's right.
Do you want to scrap the word only?
Yeah. No, I just leave it in. I'm making a point there that to put these people in their place, that they aren't all that powerful, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I get it.
Okay.
On the spoken word, do you want to run a check on any figures or anything you want to use? Or?
No. On that one, I have nothing in that I don't have in this.
Okay, fine.
I've just redone it to comply with this.
Okay.
No, it's exactly the same thing. Okay?
And I'll go ahead and run this other one.
Fine. All right. Good. Right then.